Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy.
Moses, A Stranger Among Us. That's the title of a new book that cast a new light on a historical figure that all of us thought we knew. Maurice Harris, the author, joins us now on State of Belief Radio. Rabbi Harris, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
I want to begin with a part of one of the blurbs that's on the back of the book because it's very promising. It reads like this. Harris reveals a complex Moses whose life story gives us important tools for better understanding issues like religious fundamentalism, intermarriage, identity confusion, civil disobedience, gay and lesbian equality, and the nature of sacred mythic storytelling. Now, Rabbi, that is a load by any measurement. How do you do that?
It is. And the way that I did it in the book was that I was taking the time to really look at a lot of the elements of the biblical Moses story mm-hmm. that usually get overlooked. And the more I looked at those aspects of the story, the more I saw a very complicated and nuanced figure who speaks to those issues today in ways that I'm sure the ancient Israelites could not have imagined, but it looks really clear as I see it.
And what is it? I mean, can you put your finger on what made you think that?
Yes, and what happened was I gave a sermon to my congregation one Yom Kippur, mm-hmm. which is the Day of Atonement mm-hmm. in Judaism, and it's kind of the big sermon you give mm-hmm. once a year as a rabbi. And in that sermon, I shared with the community that I was going to talk about a Jewish person who had lived a very checkered life and who had one foot in the community and one foot out, and lots of struggles, and then in the end ended up making a lot of contributions. Mm-hmm. And I tricked them a little bit into thinking that I was talking about somebody who was sitting there in the room. And as I rolled out the details of this person's life, as someone with a criminal history and anger management problems and identity confusion, I finally revealed that I was actually talking about Moses. Mm-hmm. And I used the sermon to try and say that just as a lot of the people in my religious community are struggling with questions of belonging and of organized religion itself, they can find in Moses somebody who also struggled with crucial issues of belonging, of identity, and of ethics, and that we actually have in him someone who might be able to help us with very real and very contemporary problems, including help us even if we have a progressive value system.
I'm curious, in doing the research and elaborating the ideas that you first did sermonically, did your understanding of Moses change and evolve?
Deeply. And you know, what really grabbed my interest in rereading the biblical stories of Moses carefully is how many ways in which his story is much more radical than we tend to think. Mm-hmm. Looking at the beginning of his story, seeing the courageous civil disobedience carried out by many different women, and how it's highlighted in the text, but we tend to gloss over that to get mm-hmm. to the more dramatic aspects of the story. That spoke to me. Looking at how Moses is consistently borrowing religious ideas and legal ideas from people outside the Israelite community really spoke to me, because we live in an era of growing fundamentalism where people seem to be wanting to put up walls and, purify their faith tradition mm-hmm. From corrupting outside elements. And yet in Moses, if we look closely at the story, we see someone who actually was quite willing to incorporate religious insights and other ideas from surrounding cultures. And the more I looked, the more I found a figure who is quite complex and who is not the cartoon that we tend to think of, mm-hmm. The stern old man holding the solid tablets of the law.
Yeah. Rabbi Harris, do you think that what you did with Moses has a broader application in people's search for contemporary lessons from other biblical figures in ancient texts?
I do, because I think that what tends to happen in many religious communities, at least in our country in these days, is that people tend to hear very cartoonish and one-dimensional stories about the, you know, the great figures of, mm-hmm. of our religious traditions. And very often, if we take the time to really look into the texts with an open mind, we find that they're much more nuanced than we might have realized, that there's a lot more ambivalence there, and that very often we'll discover that that complexity can help us be more at ease with the complexity in our lives.
Mm-hmm. As you think about readers for the book, is there one idea or one lesson that you'd like to say to them, if you don't get any other help from this book, if you don't see anything else in this book, I want to be sure you get this. What is this?
I think it's that I hope people can look to their sacred texts for guidance, but mm-hmm. not for rigid, absolute answers. To most of our questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we can accept our sacred texts as complex, beautiful, but also imperfect, we can actually find a tremendous amount of spiritual richness there, because what we discover is that these texts shine light on our ancestors' struggles
mm-hmm.
to understand God and truth and values. And they presented us with tremendous religious figures like Moses or Jesus or mm-hmm. Some of the other prophets in different traditions who really are quite multifaceted in the texts themselves. And if we can stop looking for absolutism and start looking for wisdom and guidance, that, you know, then I think we're going to end up with a healthier approach towards our sacred texts and towards religion as a whole.
Maurice D. Harris is a rabbi and writer living in Eugene, Oregon. He's the author of the new book, Moses, A Stranger Among Us. It really is a very different take on a subject that many of us may not have considered in many years, and I think can serve not just as an informative examination, but as a model for approaching seemingly familiar subjects from a radical perspective. Rabbi Harris, thank you for joining us today on State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you, and I love the work that the Interfaith Alliance does, and I just am grateful to be on the show.